Parakei Mishnah Yud Zayin Arba Midos Behoche Beis Medrash. There are four types of people who go to the Beis Medrash. The Mishnah enumerates as follows: Holeich Veino Osa Schar Halicha Biyado. Somebody who goes to the Beis Medrash, but he doesn't do anything there. He doesn't accomplish anything. He just sits there. Such a person receives the reward for Halicha, for traveling, for walking to the Beis Medrash. Number two. Osa Veino Holeich, somebody who learns, who does accomplish, who does study, but he doesn't go to the Beis Medrash. Such a person, Schar Maisa Biyado. Such a person receives reward for learning, for the actual act of Torah, but doesn't receive reward for Halicha. The third and fourth, the Mishnah says, Holeich Veosa Chase, that's the highest form. Somebody who walks, who goes, who exerts energy, walking to the Beis Medrash, and learns, and studies, and accomplishes there. Such a person is a Chassid, is pious. The fourth and final, the worst, Lo holech v'lo oseh, a person who does not go to the Beis Medrash and does not learn, says the Mishnah about such a person, Rasha. Three of the four categories of the types of people who go to the study hall are very, very understandable. Holech v'oseh, somebody who goes and learns as a chassid, makes sense. That's piety. Lo holech v'lo oseh, Rasha. Somebody who doesn't go and doesn't learn is evil. He's not studying, he's not learning, he's not exerting. That's understandable. Furthermore, the Mishnah says that a person who is a Osev Ein Holech, he learns but he doesn't go, so he gets schar, he gets reward for actually learning, but not for going. But how do we understand the first category, the first section in the Mishnah? Holech Vein Oseh, somebody who goes, walks, travels to the Beis Medrash, exerts energy and effort, Vein Oseh, but doesn't do anything there. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says he possesses the reward of going. I'd like to explain this as follows. It would seem that what the Mishnah is really teaching us here is this point exactly. It's the holech ve'ein osa. It's the person who goes and doesn't do anything. He just goes to the Beis Medrash but doesn't act. That person receives reward just for going, because there's an element of schar halicha, just going to the Beis Medrash, just getting up, getting in the car, getting in the train, making the move to try to attempt to accomplish, to learn, and going, even though you get nothing out of it. You don't learn, you don't study, you don't understand, you don't understand in the plummets of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, whatever it is that you're learning. Nonetheless, the chiddush of the Mishnah, the most novel point to this entire Mishnah, is that such a person receives schar halicha, even though you got nothing out of it. Like to show that there are two Gemaras that support this Mishnah. The first, the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Davav Amibes, the Gemara says, Agra Depirka Rihata. And those three words are hard to understand, and therefore Rashi explains, what does it mean, Agra Depirka Rihata, says Rashi? Iker Kibul Schar Habrios Haratzin Lashmar Drasha. The main reward that people receive for running to hear the Drasha in the Shul in the Beis Medrash is Schar HaMerutza, is running, is the effort, is the exertion to go to the Shir. Sharei Rubam Eina Mevine, most people, they don't understand the Shir, or the full extent of the Shir. Lahamid Girsa, to really appreciate the Shaklevitarya and the Girsa. Velomid Shmumi Pi Rabban La'achar Zman Shikablu Schalimud. It won't retain, and they're not going to really get it. They won't be able to quote what the Rav, the Rebbe, the Talmud Chacham said. But nonetheless, even though they go to the Shir, even though they don't understand, even though they're unable to explain and share the learning that was shared in that particular shir, nonetheless, the Gemara says that you receive reward rihata for simply going to the shir. The Gemara tells us an actual story where this actually took place. The Gemara Maseches Chagiga Daf Hey Amabez tells us about the following individual who became known as Bar Beirav Dechad Yoma. The Gemara tells us, Rav Idi Bar Avua de Rebbe Yaakov Bar Idi, Havi Rogil Davi Ozil Tlosa Yarche Bursa. This particular person, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, was accustomed to traveling 3 months a year. Vichad Yoma Bebe Rav, and only one day would he spend in the Beis Medrash. Vahavu Korale Rabbanam Bar Beirav Dechad Yoma. And they called him Bar Beirav, the student, the learner, Chad Yoma. One day of year he went to the Beis Medrash. That means he traveled 3 months. He spent one day says Rashi, and he turned right around. Mahalech shlosha chadashim haim mibeis lebeis medrash. It took him 3 months to travel from his house to the beis medrash. V'noseh mibeis achar Pesach. He traveled, he left home after Pesach. V'lo mid yomechad. He would learn for 1 day in the beis medrash. V'chozi lebeis lesamech es ishto b'chag sukkos. And he would get back in time to make his wife happy for sukkos. So he traveled for 3 months back and forth from sukkos, from Pesach until Sukkot, and he would travel 3 months one direction, 3 months the other direction, 1 day in the Beis Medrash, and he received reward for that, so much so that he received the title Bar Bei Rav Dechad Yoma. The Marsha, you'll take a look, disagrees with Rashi's Pshat, understands that he was really traveling for business, and he didn't have enough time to learn at the Beis Medrash, and therefore, nonetheless, he found 1 day. He stole time to study 1 day during his business trip, and that in of itself was valuable, and therefore he's called Bar Beirav Dechad Yoma. And indeed, this understanding of the Mishnah, and these two Gemaras are paskind in Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Chaim, Siman Kufnon, hey, after the Mechaber says that when you wake up in the morning and you go to Shul, Yelech LeBeis HaMedrash V'Yikbeis L'mot. So not only should you go to Shul in the morning, but after going to Shul, you should be Koveh Azman. You should set aside time to learn Torah in the Beis HaKnesses. And the Ramah adds, "V'af mishenu yodeh lilmod." Even though somebody doesn't know how to learn, he doesn't understand Torah, he can't read a pasuk, a Rashi, a Mishnah, a Gemara. Nonetheless, says the Ramah, "Yelech lebeis hamedrash v'schar halicha biyado." It doesn't make a difference. You should still go to the Beis Medrash, and you'll receive reward from that. It's exactly the Ramah's paskening, like our Mishnah Maseches Avos, Perek Hey Mishnah Yizayin. Go to the Beis Medrash. Make sure to learn, accomplish something, because the understanding is that when you're by yourself in solitude learning, you're unable to accomplish as much as you can with a group. We're in a base medrash where there are people talking, learning, you have people to ask questions to. There is a discussion, there's conversation. We see it happen. When we're by ourselves, we're stuck. We have nobody to talk to ask. And part of the ability to learn, to study, and to understand, and to grapple with information is when there's a conversation. O chavrusa, o misusa. Give me a study partner, give me death. And in the Beis Medrash, that's where that happens in the Mishnah Brura. Commenting on this, Rama adds, "Vafilum eino mevi mashalom dim." Even if you don't understand what you're learning, mikol makom ha'akava be'Beis Medrash, being left and stationed in the Beis Medrash, mitzvahi, that in and of itself is a mitzvah, and therefore that's what the Mishnah means when it says, "Holeich ve'noses schar halicha biyado." If you're going, even though you're not learning, you still get schar halicha because being in the Beis Medrash itself is a mitzvah. Certainly, if you're able to understand, you should try to figure out what you're learning, or to learn something that you're able to. But nonetheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a mitzvah in and of itself to go to the Beis Medrash, and the Mishnah Berurah continues and concludes by quoting the Medrash Rabbah and Dvarim, Parshas Kisavo, Amri Bishu, Amr Rav Nachman, Kol Misha Bala Beis HaKnesses of Shomea Divrei Torah, anybody who comes to Shul and hears a Dvar Torah, Zoch Eleshe Ben HaChachamim Lassin Lava, such a person will merit to sit amongst the scholars in the world to come. Even though you don't understand, but you go to shul, you hear the drush, you hear the shir, you hear the lecture, that in and of itself is critical, because such a person will be able to ultimately sit in the world to come. Indeed, the Chafetz Chaim has an unbelievable pshat to explain this. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that ultimately, the person who comes to the Beis Medrash is the tefillah of Rabbi Nachuni ben Akana, that says, "Anu ameilim u'mekablim schar, v'heim ameilim v'enem u'mekablim schar." We, Torah scholars, we study and we receive reward. They, people who are engaged in the workforce, they are involved in whatever they're involved with, v'enem u'mekablim schar, and don't receive any reward. Ask the Chafetz Chaim, is that true? Look at the Torah scholar, look at the Talmidei Chachamim, look at the Kol students. Where's their schar? Where's their reward? Says the Chafetz Chaim as follows. When you're learning in the Beis Medrash and you're trying, at the end of the day, you're going to get some reward for that. But somebody who's working in the workforce and you're trying to prepare a portfolio, you're trying to prepare a product to sell, and if it doesn't sell, all the hard work that you put into it is for naught. You're not going to gain anything. Nothing's going to come of that. If you prepared a shoe and you tried fashioning a shoe for days and weeks and months, but it doesn't sell, there's no reward for that. And you don't get anything, even all the effort, the energy that was placed into making this beautiful shoe or whatever discovery that you're working on, it doesn't work. You're not going to get paid for it. But in learning, in Torah study, even trying, at the end of the day, if you don't plummet the depths, if you don't get the final psak halach, it doesn't make a difference. because at the end of the day, you're still receiving reward for trying. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, that's the meaning. Anu amelim u'mekabim schar. We try, we work, we run to the Beis Medrash. We still receive for that. But heim amelim ve'enim mekabim schar. They, those who are involved in the gamut of important activities in the workforce, they're working, but if they're not going to be able to sell their wares or prove their point, enim mekabim schar, they're not going to receive any reward. And thus, it's so critical to appreciate and to understand that even though we're learning and we're going to the Beis Medrash, but we don't understand it, we still receive reward. Let me finish with a final psak halach lemaisa in his Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Graz, Reb Shneur Zalman Eliadi, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, writes in Perek Beis, Halachos Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, that this is all true when you're studying and you're learning Imotzi Bisvasav, if you're enumerating and articulating the words, Afal Pishenu Maven, even though you don't understand what you're saying, because you're an Ama Aretz, Hariz Mekai Mitzvah V'Limadatam, you still fulfill the Mitzvah V'Limadatam, you still fulfill the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. However, and listen to this, Bamedvar Mamurim Bitor Shebichsav. This is all true in Tor Shebichsav. Everything that we said thus far is all true in Chamisha Chumshe Torah, Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Avol Bitor Shebalpem Eino Mevin Aperush Eino Nechshav Limur Klal. Says the Balatanya, you could be learning Mishnayis and Chazal and Gemara and Shas and Medrash. If you don't understand, you don't receive the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So even though we're trying and working, we have to appreciate, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that you should try to really understand what you're learning. In Chamisha Chumshei Torah, whatever you say that counts as a mitzvah, whatever you're learning, you receive reward for that. But in Mishnayos and in Gemara, if you don't understand what you're saying, you're not going to receive the mitzvah of Talmud Torah for that. So even though you receive Schar Halicha, you'll receive reward for going, ultimately, Schar Limud you're not going to get. So certainly this is an unbelievable opportunity to be mechazek in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to appreciate that rushing, understanding, trying, working, pining to appreciate Torah in and of itself is a mitzvah, schar halicha you get, like the Mishnah Berurah says, but of course we should work to make sure we understand every single thing that we learn to receive reward, both for the halicha and for the limud.